About 10 years ago, a bit was started on this radio station known as Burrito Jimmy and Whistlin' Pete.
It was a two-man radio program.
It was. And all it was this fake radio DJ from Dallas. And whenever a local team would get to the playoffs, one of the big four, we would call up radio stations from the opposing city and find someone that would do an interview with this local station here in town and talk about the Stars and whoever it may be, the Sharks, if it was San Jose. So we would get some guy on the line, or I would get some guy on the line, and I would have this crazy voice, okay, you know, just start screaming at him and stuff. And originally,
play like
it was
a Rolling Stones song coming in, going into a break. And
right.
It was a music driven talk.
Right. We told them that this was our FM sister, our FM rock station, and they needed to do something on whatever team was in the playoffs, but they didn't know too much about it, so they wanted somebody from the opponent.
And so initially it was me, this crazy DJ, and my sidekick was a guy named Whistlin' Pete, who only asked questions via whistling. So I loaded about 40 whistling drops on the computer and would have the guy... I would be like, oh, okay, now Whistlin' Pete's got a question for you, you know, and then just going on and on.
And you would translate for Whistlin' Pete.
Yeah, and then, you know, and then Whistlin' Pete would interrupt, and I'd be like, he says he loves you, you know, tell him you love him. And
oh, I love just, you, Whistlin'
Pete. Yeah, and it'd get really uncomfortable. And then we added more characters.
Oh, God, did you ever.
Including Gordon doing Mushmouth, which is where Mushmouth came from. Dave Lane
was the
professor. Who... was Mushmouth's handler.
Right. He was kind of like
the Mushmouth wrangler, and he was also Sammy the Spelunk.
Yeah, who Sammy talked the Spelunk, with a terrible lick.
And used a lot of alliteration.
Yes, every question he had about 20 S's in it.
Mm-hmm.
So seriously here, let's talk about it, and we just, you know. And so these people were just bombarded.
Like Jive Talk and
Stew.
Gordon Talk and Stew.
Also did Jive Talk and Stew, which is a take on Leon Simon.
Yeah.
You couldn't understand what he's saying.
You just had no clue what anyone was saying. No one made sense.
It's complete, utter, total audio pollution. And the only person that you can really understand outside of the professor is Burrito Jimmy,
right,
who has the most annoying voice of all time.
Yeah!
So imagine yourself as some sort of sports talk radio maven in your town, and you were told that you were coming on the air with Burrito Jimmy, and you think it's going to be a pretty normal interview, yet you get on there, and you are just pelted by sensory audio overload every way you can possibly imagine.
Now, you probably realize that it's going to be a wacky drive show because his name is Burrito Jimmy, and which was a takeoff on
Banana Joe. Which is a real DJ here in town
was
15 years ago, on K-Love.
Banana Joe.
So here's a sampling of a little bit of Burrito Jimmy.
Mushmouth, I knew this day would come. Stand back, Burrito! Down, Mushmouth, down!
There, of course, is...
Okay, come on. Stay in your cage. Shut up. Calm down. Stop shooting. Stop shooting him! Stop shooting him!
Watch out for the anal leakage. He's leaking now.
No more shooting. God. Good Lord. Okay, Rick, we appreciate the time.
I'm sorry, Burrito. I had to do it.
That's okay, Professor. We had to contain him. He's slow. Now, Rick, would you like to make a prediction on how far the Kings will go?
I think that they're probably going to...
Shut up! Stop shooting it! Stop shooting it! Stop shooting it!
All right. So you get it. It's insanity.
As you can imagine... This elicited a number of
different reactions. Okay, we don't need to go this far. We could do a whole segment on this bit.
I want to do it behind the music of Burrito Jimmy.
This is not the point to describe this bit.
I know.
All right, okay.
All right,
now we have to describe this thing.
So anyway, there was a restaurant that opened up a couple of years ago in town called Burrito Jimmy, and it's obviously a burrito joint. And it started in Irving, and someone took pictures of it early on when the sign was hoisted, and they were like, are you guys involved in this? We're like, there's actually a place in town that serves burritos called Burrito Jimmy. We got a chuckle out of it, didn't think anything of it, and since then they've opened up a couple more. And I still have not been there yet, but plan to here very soon.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow we're going to sample it. So finally, after a couple of years, the folks at Burrito Jimmy and our sales force decided to get together and try to market the restaurant Burrito Jimmy, and the natural fit, of course, is the ticket and the hard line, hopefully. And so our buddy Mark Finn, who hooked us up with those good seats for the Heat Mavs game one and two out there in Miami, got Mike and I on the front row. He somehow knew these guys and said, hey, when they come up there, why don't you prank them and tell them somehow that you own Burrito Jimmy, that you trademarked it, the ticket trademarked it, you own it, and that you have a problem with that. Now, they're coming up to meet us.
This is a big meeting.
To discuss sponsorship.
Right.
Okay? And so it was my job to go in there and convince these people that, A, we owned Burrito Jimmy, the ticket did, and B, we want something out of this. This is not a meeting. They thought this was a meeting for sponsorship,
no,
but no.
This is to meet our demands,
yes,
Burrito Jimmy.
I don't even care if you come on and sponsor us. I want some damn money out of this. So Jeff, who is the owner over there, he showed up today, and inside the room, it was me, it was the twins, the sales staff, part of the sales staff, Holly Krebs and Lindsey Kroll. And then I brought in my own attorney, who's another sales guy up here. His name's Jim Quirk, but for this meeting, his name was Jim Candy.
Because his nickname is the Candy Man.
Yes. So also in there, Mark Finn, who kind of facilitated this entire thing, and then Jeff, the owner of said Burrito Jimmy. So the first voice you'll hear is Jeff describing how clients knew, or customers in Burrito Jimmy initially treated him.
And all of a sudden, we started having people come in saying, you know, walk in, stand back burrito, you know, some, you know, somebody come in, and, you know, the employees are like, what are they talking about? You know, the workers are like, you know, they're not listeners. You know, so they're kind of like, man, I know, you know, this guy's coming in and saying, you know, talking ticket and stuff like this. So I've been exploring, we're fixing to open our fifth store, and so I've been exploring, you know, some different ways to start advertising. We've done no advertising yet, you know, so looking at the different options, and so I'm just coming in, just brainstorming, just thinking if there's a way, I don't know, to tie this in. I don't know how we would tie it in.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a natural fit. Now, herein lies the problem, and this is really, I'm glad that I actually had the opportunity to come up here, because we're still broadcasting from our old building. This is all brand new. But we were told a couple days ago, basically within the ticket umbrella or the Cumulus, our actual company, everything's trademarked and everything. So our names are all trademarked to protect us from somebody starting up the Mike Reiner sports bar or something like that, you know. And within that umbrella are our characters, okay? So within our listening radius, which is probably anywhere from, I don't know, 75 to 100 miles in whatever direction you look, all these things are trademarked, and including Burrito Jimmy. So Jim here, Jim called me 2 days ago and was like, he's one of many attorneys that we have working for us, and they were like, look, if Burrito Jimmy wants to infringe on our trademark, then we have a problem within our listening audience. So do you have a trademark of Burrito Jimmy, right?
Right. And, I mean, it's obviously restaurant.
Okay, pause it there.
Here's when the BS artist gets to work.
Now, so we set this up, and this guy is the nicest guy. And there's me and two salespeople and my lawyer sitting there, all staring at him, all about to launch into this. Look, it's really cool that you came here to advertise with us.
But while you're here,
why don't we take a piece of your company? Okay.
And, I mean, it's obviously restaurant, you know, in restaurant business. So yeah, my thing is, I'm not even, I wasn't even thinking of just, you know, I was just thinking when I'm looking at the different options, if I did advertising with you guys, obviously it'd be weird to do advertising with you guys, and it'd be, because, you know, hearing Burrito Jimmy, and obviously the listeners are going to be like, well, Burrito Jimmy, is it this Burrito Jimmy? What's it, you got a restaurant Burrito Jimmy? What's, you know?
Yeah, and that's,
and
that's,
so I just didn't know how that would, you know, that's, how you tie that in.
That's kind of, I don't know, because
And my deal is, I would, you know, I'm looking to, obviously, if I advertise, you know, with you guys, I would want to go do a, you know, a long term, like a lot of you guys have, you know, really long term advertising, to be a really, you know, a partner with you guys if we can make something work with it.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's possible.
Well, and the problem may be is, and Jim, you can jump in here wherever, is that from what I was told at least, and again, I think this is total horse crap, that whatever copyright that within our listening radius is infringed upon, then whatever company it may be, whether it's a copier company or a restaurant or a bar, whatever the case may be, then there's some sort of 1% or 2% kickback within coming back to us.
You know, I think intellectual property is all part of, Jim, what we have here. You know, things that are created and owned, you know, specifically on the ticket and, you know, Cumulus, the whole Cumulus umbrella.
Right.
And that is where we get into a certain percentage, you know, percentage type opportunity, if you will.
You're saying that if there was any advertising?
No, if there's not any.
There's a business out there.
If there's a business out there,
yeah,
that is one of our characters or hosts or whatever,
yeah,
then within the listening audience, then somehow, you know, under that I don't know, all the legal talk.
So you're saying retroactively you could go back and audit all his stores and take a certain percentage of
legally, yes,
gross.
We could go back.
But in a restaurant, in the food service, well, you don't have a trademark.
Well, there's specific copyright infringements.
Yeah.
This is so uncomfortable.
So
this
Jeff,
poor guy. I mean, he is, you know, out the wazoo. He's so nervous, you can tell.
He finally is starting to get the sense that, what?
This is hostile.
What is happening here?
This is not why I came up here.
No. And that was Finn who was like, so legally, you could go back and audit him.
Oh, and he's in on it, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You could audit him and take whatever percentage you want, basically over the last couple of years since the restaurant opened.
Yeah, that's accurate, Finn.
This guy's starting to fidget, Jeff is, and kind of look around going, oh my God, I'm losing money here.
Yes.
I just drove over here to shake hands with these people and suddenly...
He's losing even more money than he would if he had advertised with us.
Right. All right,
maybe that didn't come out right.
You know, Sheaf and Stones are, you know, obviously who trademarked it and everything. And they're, I mean... Yeah, as far as us using a name in the restaurant business, there's no problem. I mean, we can use it in the as far as the restaurant Burrito Jimmy. I mean, that's been, you know.
Now, I'm sure we could.
Burrito Jimmy,
I'm sure that, and you guys could probably comment on this too. I'm sure if you ended up advertising with us, that we probably could knock it down to
a half percent
or something like that. Of what we would look into getting?
That's going to depend, you know, on the whole corporate, you know, attorneys. I mean, I represent this group here, but obviously we're based in Atlanta.
Such crap.
There are other Burrito Jimmys and other news that are just...
No, because
we have like 570 stations.
And if we have, you know, if we have remotes and stuff out there, we do our shows, you know, I'd be willing to waive whatever fee just because it's my personal character or whatever. I'd be willing to waive any fee as part of some other compensatory plan that we could create.
What
perhaps.
Does that mean?
I don't even know if you're allowed to do that.
Yeah, I
mean,
it's not up to me.
Matter for upper management to.
I find it shocking that you had never heard of Burrito Jimmy when you started
the
it.
To Hawaii,
from here,
do like a 10-day trip and then bring Jeff along and then y'all.
I mean, after we, you know, just started the restaurant,
people coming in,
yeah. But, I mean, we got the name trademarked, there was no, I mean, you know, as far as in the restaurant food service, you know, as far as using it as a restaurant, you know, I don't know, I mean.
I also want you to know, too, Jeff, that we're pretty much full of right now.
I should have known that, all right.
I'm not an attorney, I'm a sales representative.
You're like, shut me down.
Got brought into this.
I want 5%. That's all I want.
Can we audit you once every quarter? And you have to pay for the audit?
When Jim said that he had to go to the corporate, I was just about to ask you.
I was just about to ask you
if you wanted to call your attorney and have him join us.
I started going red. I was like, oh, shit.
I was about to.
All right, you can pause it there. It's just, he literally was about to call the lawyer, his lawyer.
Really?
And after I stopped recording too, he goes, dude, I was about to accept 0.5%. I almost said deal right there. He was so freaked out over it all.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is that any way to treat a potential client?
No, absolutely.
Sorry as it can be.
Absolutely
what
not.
What a way that guy's ever going to have anything to do with this place.
I hope he does. I mean, it's too natural a tie-in,
it's
right?
It's perfect.
It is.
And it'll resurrect the career of Burrito Jimmy, the character.
It just might.
I wouldn't bet on that. Nothing else seems to be able to.
I'm opening up a chain of sandwich stores called Jive Talking Stews.
Well, Jeff, thank you very much over there at Burrito Jimmy for playing along at least and being a good sport afterwards. He could have got up and taken a swing at me probably,
yeah.
and probably would have had every right to do that, but he didn't. So
it's pretty awesome.
It is.
Great success.
Please advertise with us because we want free nachos.
Yeah, we're coming over there tomorrow, right?
You're damn right.
To the, which location is that? The Harry Hines?
Parkland Hospital location.
All right. Super Bowl.